The Green European Journal presents. Welcome to the Green Wave podcast, showcasing some of the best articles from the Green European Journal, Europe's leading political ecology magazine, offering green and progressive ideas and analysis. For the text version of this, and for all our articles and printed editions, go to greeneuropeanjournal.eu or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Green EU Journal. Why Were Italians Swayed to the Right by the Brothers of Italy? By Thomas Simon Mattia. In a shocking sweep to power, the far-right Brothers of Italy party emerged as the biggest winner in the country's national elections in September 2022. How could the far-right win despite its weak platform and extreme politics? Researcher Thomas Simon Mattia argues that in the context of war and energy crisis, voters were swayed by the promise of security rather than ideology. The end of the state of emergency in Italy also brought with it the end of the country's 67th government, which was appointed by President Sergio Mattarella to provide national unity in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. A technocratic government was the answer of former European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, appointed as Prime Minister to lead Italy through the post-pandemic crisis, and who received near across-the-board confidence from the Parliament in February 2021 as parties put aside their ideologies in favour of national recovery. But just as restrictions were lifted in July 2022, the anti-establishment Five Star Movement withdrew its support, followed by the populist right-wing League, Lega, and the liberal conservative Forza Italia. This brought the government to an end, forcing Italy into its 19th legislature. Everyone had foreseen it, and on the 25th of September, Italian constituents ensured the triumph of Brothers of Italy, a far-right party with post-fascist roots. Brothers of Italy was the strongest and nearly exclusive force of opposition to Draghi's government, standing for election in a centre-right coalition alongside Lega and Forza Italia, with which it shared a common platform. Despite this, only the Brothers of Italy's result was really a success. At 24%, their vote share was six times greater than it was in the previous general election in 2018. All other parties lost votes, some by as much as 50%. The result marked a major turning point in Italian politics. Italy now had its most right-wing government since Mussolini. During the process of forming a government, the centre-right coalition showed signs of internal conflicts. Lega and Forza Italia together demanded more than half of the ministries, despite each having a third of the votes of Brothers of Italy. And Brothers of Italy leader Giorgia Meloni accused her peers of blackmail. Matters were further aggravated when Silvio Berlusconi's private remarks about exchanging gifts and so-called sweet letters with Vladimir Putin were leaked to the public, and Giorgia Meloni declared that the formation of the government would be compromised if it had to include those who called the Russian invasion, quote, an operation to replace Zelensky's government with decent people, end quote. These evident struggles within the centre-right coalition left many wondering how the left managed to achieve such a poor result. Overall, the right-wing parties turned up at the elections united and came out divided in terms of result and opinions. These differences in outcome are mostly attributed to Giorgia Meloni's exceptional campaign and her party's positive reputation as the only right-wing party not to have entered coalitions with its political rivals on other parts of the spectrum. However, this does not explain how, for example, Brothers of Italy gained votes even from previously left-wing voters. The fact that Brothers of Italy came out twice as popular as the other parties it was in coalition with reveals an advantage that can only lie in a different perception of the parties and their priorities. In a survey by CISC, respondents from the different parties revealed differences in their priorities. Their analysis shows that the parties of the right-wing coalition all place a similar importance on the abolition of the citizens' income, a form of conditional unemployment benefit introduced by the Five Star Movement in 2019. What marked the line between Brothers of Italy and the rest of the coalition were four issues in particular: the construction of new gasifiers, bringing Italy closer to a presidential system, reducing the powers of the judiciary, and abolishing green renovation grants for homeowners, a policy mired in false claims and abuse. The other parties of the coalition performed better on classic conservative issues such as keeping euthanasia illegal, limiting abortion, tax forgiveness, and reducing immigrants' access to welfare and state support. This preference for strengthening the government, increasing energy security, and cutting spending, even at the expense of the environment, above issues such as immigration or taxation, is fully in line with the priorities of Italians as of summer 2022. According to the Standard Eurobarometer 97, many voters felt that addressing the energy supply and the economic situation was 12 to 16% more important than climate action, and 18 to 25% more important than dealing with immigration or taxation. The centre-left coalition, made up of the Democratic Party, alongside pro-European Party, plus Europa, and the Greens under a common symbol with Italian left, Verdi/SI, was instead divided. Not so much in terms of priorities, but rather in terms of popularity and credibility. The most popular, Democratic Party, attempted to differentiate itself from the right by criticising the least decisive concerns instead of focusing on alternatives to their strong points. In fact, a survey by CISE revealed that the Democratic Party was deemed most credible on ensuring easier access to citizenship for children of legal immigrants and progressive taxation. The party was also the second least partisan among the parties that made it into Parliament, placing 36% less of a priority on highly divisive issues than Brothers of Italy. When it comes to the classic workhorses of the left, such as the minimum wage, wealth taxation, drug legalisation and environmentalism, Italians deemed the Democratic Party less credible than other parties in its coalition, and in some cases even less than the Five Star Movement, which is not even formally left-wing. This was aggravated by the fact that left-wing voters interested in smaller parties pro-Europa or the Green Left coalition Verdi/SI, which did have credibility in terms of their positioning, were discouraged to vote by the current Italian electoral legislation. Many voters were turned away by the fact that the electoral system grants parliamentary seats to the Democratic Party, even if constituents voted for a different party in its coalition. This voter apathy partially explains Italy's lowest election turnout since World War II. Overall, the left made itself replaceable by the right by downplaying its values and focusing instead on discrediting its opponents. Divisions within the majority, though, are not at all uncommon in Italian politics. An average of 67 days to form a government after a general election and a rate of 0.9 governments per year make Italy famous for its political instability. An Anglo-Saxon-style political model is the answer to this problem for new President Giorgia Meloni, who says that if she were British, she would have been a Tory. Her proposals to bring Italy towards a presidential system and her admiration for bipartisan political systems have made many draw comparisons between her and Margaret Thatcher, especially considering her critique of Marine Le Pen's economic interventionism and her Atlanticism and classically liberal stance on various issues. Classic liberalism envisions a state which is only there to protect individual freedoms. It legitimises civil disobedience in the event of the sovereign stepping beyond this boundary. The Second World War taught Europe the limits of this ideology after Hitler and Mussolini both found backdoors to dictatorship via democracy. In the aftermath of this war, countries like Germany and Italy became prime examples of social liberalism, also known as left liberalism in Germany and simply liberalism in the United States, which envisions an interventionist state that can limit individual freedoms if they result in damage to society as a whole, can ensure the separation of powers and an independent media, and can maintain an equitable distribution of economic power. With the famous phrase, "Who is society? There is no such thing," Margaret Thatcher dismantled the United Kingdom's welfare state to pave the way for a stronger nation that reflected her ideology. Thatcher's streak of liberalism, which sees defence as a greater priority than social spending, gained popularity at the height of the Cold War. It is no surprise that this politics is making a comeback now that war is raging in Ukraine. With the new rise of tensions in Europe, Meloni is determined to make Italy stronger by following the example set by the Republicans and the Tories 40 years ago. Meanwhile, the Italian centre-left lacks the courage to make the tenets of social liberalism, particularly regarding state intervention in the economy, a central part of their programme. They focused instead on associating Meloni with Viktor Orban, even though it was apparent that Brussels would not tolerate sovereignism and Italy could not afford to lose EU support. They concentrated on pointing out Brothers of Italy's origins in post-fascism, while forgetting to remind Italian voters what made Italy a social liberal democracy in the first place. Rising prices are the foremost concern of EU citizens, who attribute them primarily to the war in Ukraine. It is to be expected, then, that concerns around political ecology will lose prominence as the priority turns to maintaining a stronger state that can weather crises. Self-critical countries, such as Italy, tend to compare themselves to other countries. Germany's vulnerability, exposed by Europe's energy crunch, determined its fall from grace as one of Italy's historic points of reference. Italians are now looking elsewhere at other political and economic governance models, such as the French presidential system and neoliberalism in the Netherlands. With few alternatives on the left, Italians did not vote for fascism but for the promise of security, an objective more urgent than social equality. However, in the context of the war in Ukraine and increasing scepticism regarding the market's ability to produce welfare autonomously, progressive parties have an opportunity to make the case for economic intervention and social liberalism. For small parties with big ambitions, such as the Green Left Verdi/SI, this vision, combined with electoral reform, should be the priority.
If you like this article, check out our website, greeneuropeanjournal.eu, for more. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Green EU Journal to stay up to date on the latest articles, printed editions, and podcast episodes.